From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama warns the U.S. fiscal situation is, quote, untenable and requires a serious look at the federal deficit. At a meeting of his Economic Recovery Advisory Board, Mr. Obama pledged to protect education spending, saying the alternative would undermine the U.S.'s ability to be globally competitive. Moments ago, he announced an initiative called Skills for America's Future that pairs up community colleges with top companies.
The idea here is simple. We want to make it easier to connect students looking for jobs with businesses looking to hire.
The White House is expected to host a summit of community colleges tomorrow. More people are signing contracts to buy previously owned homes than at any other time in the past 4 months. Economists say that could be a sign of stability after sharp sales drops when homebuyer tax credits expired. But NPR's Paul Brown reports the stabilization is at a low level.
The question for economists, realtors, consumers, and builders is whether a significant upswing is on the way for home sales, because even with some stabilization, they're still around 20% below a year ago. Economists and real estate market specialists say a number of factors may hold back sales over the next couple of years. Among them, the tough credit market, even with rock-bottom interest rates. Others are high unemployment and job insecurity. And market analysts say millions of foreclosed properties and more which may be headed that way will need to work their way through the market system in order for there to be major sustained growth. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department is suing credit card company American Express for alleged anti-competitive practices. It's also proposing a settlement with the two biggest credit card companies, MasterCard and Visa. The U.S., Britain, and two other countries are all warning their citizens about the possibility of terrorist attacks in Europe. From London, Larry Miller has reaction.
The British Foreign Office warns UK nationals about traveling in France and Germany that there is now a high level of known terrorist activity in those countries. Britain's threat level sticks at severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. Germany says it has no concrete indication of imminent attacks and no plans to change its threat level. Sweden boosted its level on Saturday. France did that last month, and its defense secretary says terrorists could hit at any minute. Belgium is keeping its threat level unchanged, even though Brussels is hosting this week more than 30 prime ministers and heads of state. The French news agency reports the U.S. will give extra information to EU interior ministers at a meeting on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
U.S. stocks still losing ground. Dow's down more than 100 at 10,728. NASDAQ down 24 at 2347. This is NPR News. A federal panel is holding more hearings into the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The week-long series in New Orleans focuses on safety and oversight at BP, whose oil rig explosion in April killed 11 workers and caused the unprecedented oil spill. The investigators are expected to hold at least one more set of hearings before they start drafting their report. In Brazil, a new presidential campaign will soon be underway after none of the four candidates received enough votes to capture the presidency in the first round. We have details from NPR's Juan Ferreiro in Rio de Janeiro.
Dilma Rousseff, the hand-picked candidate of Brazil's beloved president, had been predicted to win outright on Sunday with the 50% majority she needed. But voters gave the economist 47% of the vote. That put her well ahead of her main challenger, José Serra, who had 33%. So now, Rousseff and Serra, the top vote-getters, will campaign hard until the second and last round on October 31st. Analysts, though, say it will be hard for Serra to overcome Rousseff. She was chief of staff to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and he's got an 80% approval rating, thanks to his social policies and prudent management of the economy. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
John McTiernan, the director of Hollywood hits such as Die Hard and The Hunt for Red October, reportedly is getting a year in jail. The Associated Press reports the director was sentenced today for lying to the FBI about his association with private investigator Anthony Pelicano. Pelicano was convicted in 2008 of wiretapping a movie producer and celebrities to get information for clients. This is NPR.